right.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to thank everybody for bearing with us. You would give me a minute, and I have our host, Tricky Ricky, on the phone.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mitchell Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They find themselves on providing the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
All right, Tricky Ricky, how you doing this evening?
Good, man, good, man. How you doing, Mick?
All right, it's rough on me right now, but I'm making it.
I hear that. So with that being said, good evening, Race World. I appreciate you. Thank everybody for tuning in for another episode of Race Talk Thursdays with me, your host, Tricky Ricky, and the engineer, Mick. We had a little bit of technical difficulties, so we got on a little late. So we apologize about that. I'm going to run through some stuff real quick because I got some people that want to say some things. I know some people have been on hold waiting. So we're going to get to everybody in a timely fashion. I'm going to do a small race recap from Cecil County. Saturday, they had Outlaw Drag Radio, Big Thigh Outlaw, X275, and Outlaw 10.5 classes. We're going to start with Outlaw Drag Radio. Number one qualifier was Frank Soldridge, who went a 452 at 174 to take the number one spot. He made it to the finals and beat out Bill Duca, 452 at 175 to 494 at 153. In the Big Tie Outlaw class, you had Tom Sarissa, who was number one qualifier with a 449, who made it to the finals also to face John Schroeder. Tom went a 446 at 166 to beat John Schroeder's 507 at 105. I think John had some problems, but he cut a hell of a light. He had a 003. Reaction time. Then you have X275. Number one qualifier was Dean Marinus, who won a 479 at 151, who ended up being number one qualifier but lost in the final to Rich Bruder. Must have been the pedal fest or some problems. Rich Bruder went a 742 at 100 miles an hour, and Marinus broke. And last but not least was Outlaw 10.5, which had Billy Gordon as the number one qualifier with a 431 at 184. And Billy Gordon made it to the finals to face Anthony DeSoma. And Billy went a 423 at 192 over DeSoma's 445 at 169. We're going to get a little bit into the race recap from Maryland International Raceway. Upcoming events. Friday night, we got 75 and 80 open. We got the 9-inch Nightmares, Street Class, Mod Class, 750 Index, and Test and Tune. Saturday, gates open at 4 o'clock Friday. Gates open at 4 o'clock Saturday with them holding Outlaw Drag Radio, 6-0 Index, 550 index, and a 50 index. That's going on Saturday. Also, Saturday at Carolina Dragway, better known as House of Hook, Mega Fest 11. Pro Cold Stock Joe going to come on and tell us a little bit about that. But right now, Big George has some words for Dog. So, Mick, if you see Big George number 202-7381, you can open his mic. You might have to call a Dog. Do you have Dog number? Because he just texted me, said the show was full.
I'm looking for Big George's number right now, and I try to get Dog on also. Just bear with me.
Okay. Yeah, well, in the meanwhile, I talk a little bit about the recap from Maryland. Maryland, we had quite a few races. I got to get to my message real quick. I'll save myself for last. I got to do a Pro Stop Joe here. Bear with me. One second. Okay. You have some other races. Let's see. You had Dirty Red versus Lewis. Lewis won. Chevelle gave another car to back tie. Missed that race, and we have a red truck and a white Camaro. Got the back tire, missed that race. Lewis ran Jeff Somerville. Jeff won. They had two bike races. I don't have an outcome on the bike races, but they say they had a big pot. Wicked Bird run Buddy Blow, and for some reason, when Wicked Bird went on the trans break, his car rolled through the beam, so I guess Buddy Blow won on the red light. Myself, I ran J.C. Richardson first run at about 9:15, where we had to be locked, ready to go in the lanes at 9 o'clock, which we both were, but because some miscommunication with lane track officials, they didn't want to let us come up at that time, but Sniper and Royce Miller and Monster got that stuff situated, and we ended up getting the run in. And some confusion went on with Royce Miller not wanting the Indicut on the side of the track where he was. I think Indicut was about a 3:30 mark, and they didn't want him down that far. For what reason, I have no idea. Indicut is always about that far down. The Pro Stock Joe is about that far down filming races. So that held up the race a little bit. But you know what, Vail? I got the win over JC. Got a better reaction time than him. I don't know how far in front of him I was on the tree, but at the stripe, I was about a half a car in front of him. And then come back to run Kenny Beecham, who gave me the back tire. And when I let the trans brake button go, the car just went up in smoke. I tried to run him down, but still lost anyway. But looking for a rematch there. Supposed to do something with JC or Kenny and John White on September the 1st. That's a lot at Colonial Beach. Another upcoming event, August the 25th. We have a back half shootout at Virginia Motorsports Park, brought to you by the GRF in Virginia Motorsports Park. I'm sure Roger will get on at some point today and give us some more detailed information about that. Mick, any luck yet, Mick?
No, sir. Yeah, we came up yet.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess until we can get one there more, can we go to the phone lines?
Yes, sir. Your mic is open.
Hey, Rick. How you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Mark?
How y'all doing out there in the race world?
I think everybody's doing good.
Good. I want to thank you and everyone for coming out last Saturday at the After Dark Underground. Busy night out there, man. Busy night. Really proud of the people who represented out there. So I just wanted to call in and thank everybody for coming out and supporting us.
Yeah, no problem. And now, Martha, since you on, can you give us a little brief understanding of why it was a problem for Endicott to be where he was trying to film the race?
From my understanding, what happens is you have an insurance carrier for those tracks and RHRA,
mm-hmm.
because something happened at a race not too long ago, and a car had a accident or something, and the debris hit one of the people shooting the films or shooting pictures. So, of course, once something happens to people, then everybody's cautious because of insurance carriers. You understand where I'm at?
Okay.
That's what was explained to me. So it's an insurance regulation. I know before it always was down there, but the problem is now is that the insurance carriers, especially with the economy being the way it is, they definitely want to look for an out and take care of you.
Okay. Well, the only difference is, you know, it's a little different than the North being regulated by whatever the sanctioning body is, along with their insurance policies versus what goes on down south, which I think most tracks down south are outlaw, or their insurance policies, the sanctioning body might be a little less strict, because just about everything down south, that's where they shoot from about the 3:30.
But again, like I said,
to no avail. I mean, it was okay.
Yeah, well, you know, it was just sometimes you have to. You know, and I know people don't understand, and sometimes I don't understand, but it's the rules of the law, what they have it there. It's different tracks that look at things different about that. You with me? And,
right.
You know, I don't want to speculate or say anything, because I don't want racetracks, as soon as I hang up the phone, calling me saying you shouldn't have said that. You know, I have to respect their rules and their regulations. You know what I'm saying? And I think he went over and talked to both of them about it. So, but to my understanding, it's insurance rules now for down there, because the cars are so fast now, Rick. God almighty. I mean, I saw some runs the other night. I was like, wow, man. I mean, you were riding, buddy.
Well, I thank you. Excuse me.
You know, we thank you. We thank everybody. And like I said, you know, it's a little bit of he say, she say, floating about those oil dams and how they got strict on that. And I want to clear that up, if you don't mind. It ain't going to take but 1 minute.
Okay.
The problem, and I'm going to say this, and you're welcome to call me to talk about it or debate. You have to look at the safety side. That's where we at. I want everybody to race. I want everybody to come. But I want everybody to understand. We do not want to be cutting nobody or flying nobody out of there with a helicopter. That's not what we're doing. And when you sent me today about your topic, I just wanted to explain to everybody how important it is that if we don't shut you off and somebody's videoing what went on and they can prove that it was something that leaked out that car and we let you go down that track, we'll never, ever have a race again. So I know some people got frustrated, but you cannot race and go down the track with oil leaking. If they let you do it at one of their races or whatever, that's fine. But you got to be safe, fellas.
Well, this was brought up, I believe it was on Dog Show Monday, about either getting a belly pan or engine diaper to put on your car. They didn't know exactly the price of an engine diaper. But I'll let everybody know you can get a engine diaper for $159 to $199. Feed Unlimited carry them, and you can order them out of any magazine and just about anywhere now.
Well, Rick, you could actually go to SpeedwayMotors.com, and you can get it for $99. Remember, it's an oval track store, but they fit right on most of the Chevrolet, Ford Motors we got, but. You know, like I said, And I went up on the mic. I know you heard me several times and begged people to take a look at their cars because, remember, that hurts the people that sit in the bleachers, the fans, you know, when you're constantly cleaning up like that. I mean, you know, and I know a couple people a little upset with us when I finally said, hey, we cannot do this no more because it just got out of hand, you know. And like I said, I apologize to everybody. The fans, the racers, because it held up a lot of the racers, too. But the safety is what we're going to do first. And I'm sorry if it hurts some people's feelings. They welcome to call me. They can get my number from you, text it to them, and I'll explain it to them. If they want some of their money, I'll work with them on it. But I'm going to do the safety side first. I have to, because if we get somebody hurt or killed, it's over for all of us.
Right.
Well, I understand. I think a lot of other people understand that some of those situations, from what I heard, maybe been a little overkill. I would like to strongly suggest, and I don't know if many people know it or not, but when you pull into the water box to do a burnout, you should not spin your tires in the water. That was part of one or two people's problems. They spun their tires in the water, then pulled up. So once they done the burnout and stopped, they had water dripping, you know, underneath of the car. But it wasn't something that they was having a problem. It was just from the water dripping from the car when they spun in the water. Only thing you really have to do, there's always enough water down. And if there's not, just roll through the water. Just drive right through. Don't spin your tires. Don't do nothing. Just roll through the water. And then stop out on the outer edge of the water and do your burnout. There's no need for you to spin your tires in the water. So, along with possibly getting an engine diaper from Speedway Motors for what Monster said, $100 or $159 for what I know, or $199 from somewhere else, an engine diaper and not spinning your tires in the water could prevent a whole lot of unnecessary stoppage to you as a racer. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. But I appreciate y'all having the show. I think it was a nice turnout. I didn't hear anybody complain about the turnout. Some people said there wasn't enough grudge racing going on. There were a few complaints about the show running over, but as I heard Sniper say, they were finishing up the final rounds of the bracket race at 6:30.
Okay.
So I think that was cool.
Well, Rick, just so everybody knows, Royce called us immediately, and when we went over to see him, and he said definitely next year he's going to not run the bracket program at all. So that way we'll be able to put together a longer day for the people. So that's the most important thing, that they recognize that the people of the grudge world definitely need a longer day. And, you know, like I said, it's a learning curve, a lot of these things that we're doing, because what they do down south, people see and they're used to it, but here you have to adapt it into the system because there's not a lot of grudge races that go at the track here. Am I right or wrong, sir?
That's very, very correct.
It's a new dimension for them that we have to wean it into them so that the tracks are more understanding of what it takes for the grudge thing, because it was phenomenal. It was a lot of work, but to watch all those people come, and then the biggest thing I need to say is that I don't want to hear nobody down south tell me that the Maryland cars and the Virginia and the D.C. cars are running for, because it was some boys out there riding, and they were steadily racing each other. So, you know, I don't want to hear the South guys. They can call me all they want. I'll battle until the end that the Maryland DMV cars did justice the other night. And I need to give a big shout-out to J.C. Richardson and the crew, the GRF, those guys, George, Styles, Buddy, but all those guys, the homeboy shootout crowd, those guys really represented the DMV well. So there are no words for the for the gratitude that I appreciate seeing all of the people just come out to help support that race.
Right. Well, we all appreciate y'all giving us the place to do it at. So, you know, can't wait till it happen again. But I don't want to rush you. I hope you can stay. I know, you know, we spoke about something, and I put that out today. And if you could just stay on the line till we get them on the phone, and get that information further.
Nope.
Is that cool with you?
Everybody again.
Moss, are you there?
Yep, I'm here, Rick. Thank you again for everything.
Okay, I thank you. But just mute your phone and stay with me, and I'm going to come back to you in a little bit.
Hello?
Okay. Next caller for me, Mick.
All right, 804-1541, your mic is open.
804-1541, your mic is open. Hello, caller, are you there? All right, we might need a little bit of crowd participation today. I got a lot of people texting me, and the show has been full since 8 o'clock. So if at all possible for those who might want to get on, can we do like a partner up group phone call type of deal so we can get everybody on? Mick, are any other calls, like, dropping off? That way we can possibly get more callers to call in.
I haven't seen any dropping off, Ricky.
Okay. All right, well, let's take another caller then. And just to enlighten some of the local people, you know, Capital Raceway won't be back open until after the 17th, as they have Pinhall here to redo the track. I personally haven't made it down there this week to see what was going on, but John Crane did just call me. He's down in Texas right now, and he wanted to get on the show, but again, he's one of the many people who can't get on because the show is full, so we will have to call him if anybody has any questions or comments for him about the new track surface. Okay, go ahead, Mick.
All right, sorry about that. Can't get any of those guys on the phone right now either, Ricky.
No callers?
I can't get them. I don't know. I went through all the callers right now, but I can't get those list of people on the phone for you right now.
Wow, this is real big with this system messing up stuff. Everybody going through. Well,
hold on one second, Ricky. 202-7381. The mic is open.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
Hey, what's up, George?
Man, I called at 801, man, and the show was tied up tight. I said, God.
Well, if you remember last Thursday, Jay Barnes came on here and told everybody that we had the number one talk show out of 15. So, with that being said, now the following Thursday, the show is full at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, hey man, I was shocked because I just talked to you, and when I stopped, I said, let me get on the phone. And,
exactly.
Next thing I know,
and look, we just talked a few minutes ago, and I got something happened with my phone, and I couldn't even get back on my own show. I had to wait for Mick to call me. So, hey.
Was Dog on the phone?
I don't know. Mick, was you able to get Dog on the line yet?
No, I couldn't get him. Just bear with me. I'll keep trying.
Okay. Yeah, he gonna try him again. But like you say, we just have some technical difficulties with the phone line at the moment.
Yeah, I'd like to say a few things too, if you don't mind, Rick. My man Charlie Brown his mother went in surgery today, so I hope all the brothers that's on the mic
you know, to say a little prayer and, you know, pour the condolences out to Charlie's mother. I really appreciate it to all the racers. For Charlie Brown. Hello? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, George.
Yeah, you even said as far as Charlie Brown's mother, she went to surgery
yes,
today.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, and I'd like to find out, too, about this. But I got to wait on with a dog to get on the phone. Wait for him to get back on the phone. And your topics you had about grudge racing, I mean, what do you mean? Is it going?
Well, we ain't got into that yet.
Oh, you ain't got into that yet?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hold on mute because I got a message for Willie Dog.
Yeah, so, well, how was your experience your racing Saturday at MIR?
You know, I really had a ball, man. It really, I mean, as far as the girls races with Willie Dog, I mean, he came like a gentleman. And we was exposed and got it on. We wasn't able to get it on for circumstances. But as far as the race was formed, I really had fun. I mean, you know. Postdoc Joe, took my hat to him. He's a gentleman. Roger, he's also a good gentleman. I took my hat to him, too. Game to him. But I got to tell Roger, he was in the ghost. I mean, he said he was going to make drive-bys. I couldn't hardly find him down there. Did you see him down there?
Yeah, I ran into Roger quite a bit, you know, as we were trying to get everything situated with the run with me and JC, and then me and Kenny. You know, I had a problem after I ran JC. My floorboard on the passenger side in the front come apart. So I was running around the track for a good little while trying to find a welder to fix the floor. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so they kept coming over trying to find out what was going on. And then we had a stiff that he had to be in the lane at 10 o'clock. He didn't want to run at 10 because he hadn't made a shakedown. So, you know, because my floor was apart and him wanting to make a shakedown, could he go ahead and run and all that? So, you know, we were just working through some issues. And that was about all.
Yeah, and I really, you and JC Richard really put on a heck of a show. I really tilt my hat to you, baby. I almost won a house, man. I just knew you were going to shoot me at the gate. I was getting ready to bet the house for this dude. I think I scared him. I said, I guess he realized who you were. I mean, you really put a good gate shot on that, man. I mean, he didn't. Me, myself, man, you made me proud of knowing you. You went in a battle with that dude, man, on y'all difficulties. And you ran a good race, man. I tell my hat to you, man. Really, I do. I mean, you look like me.
I appreciate it. Huh?
I say you almost look like me when I was younger.
I was looking at it. All right, well, I appreciate it, man.
Hey,
ain't nothing wrong with that. Huh?
This Pat, Rick, what's up with you?
Ain't nothing.
I said, this Pat, what's going on with you?
Ain't nothing going on. Hey, what's up, Pat?
No, he on my phone. I tried to get him to come on, but he
had show locked up.
The show locked up, so he's standing here with me. I wanted him to get a little taste of your show. He never got on it, so here you go. Hey, Rick.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Pap, I appreciate you calling in, man. I mean, you know,
yes,
getting on and listening. Like, you ain't calling in, but.
I was trying to call in for like half an hour, man. I wore my buttons out of my phone. Listen, Rick. I try to tell George, I try to tell a lot of guys, like, some guys is average. Like, you want to elite guys. Like, I was expecting you to gate him. I didn't expect you to do what happened out the gate. I was expecting the other guy to do that. So,
uh-huh.
You still looking good. I still got your back, and if you want to race, you want to invest in brand, but I was expecting you to gate him. I didn't expect you to hop all over the track.
Oh, you mean on the second race?
I didn't see the first race. Why I got that little late. I got a little confrontation down there.
Yeah. Well, listen, on the second race, you know, the agreement was Kenny gave me the back tire, and it was mainly only because he had a square tube chassis car with big tires. Had nothing to do with his motor size or anything like that. I did tell him, you know, if he put the same size tire on his car, 33.5, I would run him head up. He said he didn't want to do that. So he felt the door was fair if he gave me the back tire. The race was cool. There really wasn't a problem with the race, but because it wasn't no track there, you know what I mean, I just blew the tires off. A lot of people know and see that Camaro runs, that car never blows the tires off.
Right,
and it's only
done
that one other time, and that's because it rolled through a puddle of gas. So for it to blow the tires off like that, you know, it just what that meant it wasn't no track there. But I talked to Kenny afterwards, and, you know, I told him I won't take the back tire race again because, you know, that's a major question mark as far as the race go, whether the track going to be there or not. So I'm not in the game of just giving money away. I told him I'd run him head up. From what I saw and the way my car performed and the way his car performed, I feel as though I can run him head up.
Right. Let me ask you a question, Rick. Was it like I hear a lot of hearsay about because of who given a race, the track wasn't properly treated. Is there any truth to that?
I can't say. I know I saw them drag the track. I don't know if they sprayed it. But me being a racer, I never really get to see what's going on around the track because I got so much concentration on what I'm doing while I'm at the track. I don't know if the track was prepped. I know we still got Monster on the line, so Monster may be able to answer that question for you.
Okay. Well, I just want to know because I that's like the major talk. Like we're not being treated the same, or they didn't do what they normally do because Bush Creek is a hooking track. Like the major hooking track for local guys like us. That's like our major hooking track. If you want to find out a problem in a car, that's the track you go to. So I'm understanding like it wasn't the same love shown on the track for that particular race, and I just want to know what's any truth to it.
I don't know. Let me get Martha on the line, and Martha can answer that question for you. And Martha, can you chime in there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, come on, Martha.
Please.
Everything was good. The track was good. There was a lot of cleanups, but so it could have been something, but that's not true because I'm the one that harps on that racetrack. So
okay.
And he goes out there every round when the big boys are getting ready to run, and I ask the guys, go look at the track. If it needs to be dragged or prepped a little bit, to tell me. Is that correct, Rick?
Say that one more time. I didn't hear you.
I said, before you went out there, I had asked you, I said, what the track look like? If it don't look like it, you guys let me know. Is that right or wrong?
Yeah, you did ask me that.
Okay, that's cool.
You did.
So. That's cool. That's like the major complaint. You know what I mean? I keep my ears to the ground. That's like a major complaint. Like,
well,
hey,
Pat, let me also say this, Pat.
Okay.
With me saying to you there was no track there, you got to remember, I staged my back tires in the staging beam.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's not to say that the track wasn't biting, because when I run J.C. Richardson, you know what I mean, the car left with no problem. Kenny left with no problem, and they in the lane when I run Kenny, the race that you saw, it was an antifreeze spill in that lane.
Okay.
So even with that happening, you know what I mean, he still left with no problem. It's just where I stayed at on that particular race. That's why I said there was no track there. So I'm not saying that the track was some shit or it wasn't prep. I'm none of that. Just in that spot where I had to stay at with my back tires, there was no, you know, was no traction there.
Right. Yeah. I'm not saying that either. I'm just trying to say like you. I'm really monster knows for years. I just like hear a lot of talk like. It was a learning key race, so they didn't do what they normally do for everybody else. That's why I was asking. And it looked like it. Because I've never seen you hop on a track like that, and it didn't look like you was lacking horsepower. It looked like your car had major horsepower. Something happened right there. Like, I couldn't see why would you make a major default like that, and a man give you your back tires, and basically you could take off when you get ready. So I was baffled in that point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, that's all it was.
Okay.
And afterwards, you know, my crew really didn't like the situation and said that you know, if anything, we should have just run them head up, and if we lost, we lost.
Right.
you know, not knowing that there wasn't no track out there, take the back time.
Okay.
But, you know, it's a learning experience for me. And as I said, I told him I won't take the back tie no more. If I can't get the kick or run your head up, I'm not doing the back tie.
Right.
I don't
care
where it is.
That'll work. I'm gonna tell you, I'm not gonna join him. I wanted to listen to chime in. George called me every week. George is some local news reporter. Whatever. I'm gonna turn him back over, man. I'm gonna stay tuned. I'm gonna listen. I get that guy later.
Okay, Pat. Yeah. Thank you for calling, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah, go ahead,
man. Okay, but we're still trying to get Dog on. You get Dog, get Mick.
No, sir.
And also,
yeah.
I also want to holler at Rick, Roger, too, because he invited me, said they're having the back half thing, but he also going to have some girl switches down there, so I can speak upon that, too.
All right, well, I got a lot of people calling me that can't get on. And I had to either get Mick to call them or have them to try to call back in. But now a lot of people still can't get on. And I got Short Dog calling me now, which I can't talk to you because I'm on the show.
All right, well, good. I'll put on mute. And I'm going to be on to the end. I'm like your friend to the end.
Well,
here's my high road.
What? I thank you.
Okay.
All right, Mick, please give us another call.
All right, 410-9424. Your mic is open. 410-9424. Your mic is open.
Hey, Ricky, John Crane at Capitol. How's everybody tonight?
Hey, there we go. What's up, John?
Hey, I'm down here in Dallas, Texas, going over to Kennedale Raceway tomorrow. I'm sitting here with the director. I'm sitting here with the director of competition for the big grudge race at Dallas next week when prime time's coming down. Atomic Dog and all them are going to be racing down here. I'd like to invite you, Ricky, to fly down with me on Thursday and spend Thursday, Friday, and Saturday down here and try to get all these Carolina grudge racers and South Carolina and Georgia guys that are all coming in. I mean, and some Texas guys to come up our way and get some action before the year over. You want to come? I'll pay for the plane.
I would love to, but that's one too many days off of work for me, and then we got a race on the 18th. So,
the 18th is Saturday. I know the track's probably going to be back up then. I mean, let everybody know that you go on the internet and see that we've fixed all the spots, we cut out all the bumps, we put in new concrete. Ten Hall's going to start grinding on Friday. Hopefully, they'll be done by Wednesday. It's going to take us about 3 days to bring it back to life. I got Mark Wessler, who used to be the ADRL prep guy before the Traction Twins. He's coming in to oversee the bringing of the back to life to Capitol, but she's going to be laser flat and going to be really quick. So, I mean, and you know we're pushing for grudge racing. I mean, I really want to get our second Sunday and our fourth Sunday grudge racing and get some of you good guys up there. You know, if prime time is going to come all the way to Dallas to race, we certainly can get something going on at Capitol with
it. Yeah, that's certainly true. But us as racers have to step up to the plate and not shy away from the Southern guys when they come up. That's one of the bigger problems.
Well, I'm going to come back down Thursday and help Bubba run the race and everything, and I'm going to meet all these grudge racers and get their names and numbers and invite them to come to Capitol sometime between now and the end of October on a Saturday and Sunday, and I'm counting on everybody on the radio here and you, too, to get the local talent together so we can get some stuff done up there.
Okay, well, I'll put this past. Before y'all took the track over for the last 2 years at the last Sunday in November, I've held, or Kim let me hold, what we had at the time was an Outlaw Pro Street Race. If that's within your power to let happen, then you can still get those or try to get those guys to come up here at some point in November after Thanksgiving or before Thanksgiving to do this grudge race. That would be, I think, a perfect time because I don't think we're going to get sold
Can we try to do it before Thanksgiving just in case weather goes cold? I know that the first weekend in November is a
The only problem with that is you still got other races going on.
Can we try to shoot for like the third weekend in November instead of the fourth?
Before Thanksgiving or right after, either or. But that's how it's been the last couple of years, and it's been pretty successful.
I'm down for Saturday. I'll put the track up. Everybody on this radio, get everybody they can to come to Capitol. Let's put on a big show before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay. My other question that some people will ask with what you just said about the track. You said the humps and the spots have been cut out and fixed, and then Penn Hall is going to come in and cut the track.
Yep.
Some people were under the impression that y'all was having the whole track cut down. So can you explain the process a little bit as to what's actually going on with the track?
Exactly what's going on right now, we have identified 14 problem areas in two lanes, and we have cut out sections anywhere from 4 feet by 8 feet down to 2 feet by 2 feet, 1 feet by 8 feet, from the starting line all the way out to the 560-foot mark. And Lord knows why Jim Cunningham only took the concrete to the 500. He should have just went that extra 100 feet and went the rest of the way. And right. We have put in new 7,800 PSI fiberglass resin, the best asphalt money can buy. It's steel rod pinned and highway wire put in there. And Penn Hall will be there on Friday. And they will start at the burnout box. And they will start grinding the track all the way out past to the concrete. And once they get to the concrete, if we are 3/8 of an inch, a half inch, or whatever we are, below the asphalt, they will continue into the asphalt for the next 200 feet and take that 3/8 of an inch from the end of the concrete, and it will be flat level into infinity, which means they will grind it out 200 feet to make the transition from that 3/8 to nothing, where every car, pro mods, funny cars, because we got Nitro Funny Cars coming in October. I mean, okay. We do our nostalgia thing the last weekend in October. I got 16 Nitro Funny Cars that are going to be running out the back door at 270, 280 miles an hour. The track's going to be perfect. Ooh. I mean, I'm so confident that we have set up the J&S Performance Fire on the Hill for the 29th and the 1st. And we're going to have about 20 of the baddest pro mods in the country. And we're running 1,320 feet. And I know one twin turbo blower car that's coming out of New York with them twin 91 precisions on it. And 254, 257 ain't nothing for him on the top end. And he promises me he's taking it out the back door. I also, when I was in Charlotte this weekend, I met with the Traction Twins and the manager of Concord Speedway, and I got all the design papers for the catch fence, the gravel box, and all of that will be completed before the 29th of August. We're gonna take the sand out of the sandbox at the end of the track. We're going to put in 2 feet of pea gravel. We're going to have a 3-foot primary catch fence. And then we're going to have a 9-foot secondary catch fence to prevent any of them guys going off the end off that 85-foot drop. We're going to have a complete park. We're going to have a complete park. If anybody was at the races for the 10-5 guys and for the pro mods, you noticed every night we had a fire truck, safety crew, Jaws of Life, certified firemen in fire suits ready to react. And you know what? Let's hope we don't need them. But it should make every racer on this phone feel good that I'm going to spend that money to make sure they're there for their safety. So So when you keep your right, when you feel like you want to keep your right foot down, keep it down.
Yeah, well, I think everybody was excited about that. I didn't make it down Sunday to see the Billy Glidden and Chuck Oldfield, but the Pro Mods and with Billy Glidden being there that Saturday and the OPS, that was just a great turnout. And, you know, it was a little bit of an ordeal to deal with the timing system and then the bug, I mean, the clocks and then the bug and then the rain. But after the rain passed, man, the rain helped it out a whole lot.
Yeah.
Everything cooled down. Billy went there four flat, and what was underway.
I didn't like the fact that
I had to split in the final because of the curfew, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. Well, I did offer for you guys to come back Sunday and get it on. That wasn't no problem.
Yeah.
I opened the track up for free. We'd have prepped it. You could have pulled them up there, and you guys could have found out who was best man.
It's okay.
You need to let everybody know that I did offer you that.
Yes, you did offer.
Yep.
But neither one of us felt the need to come back the following day just to run one round. So we just.
Well,
missed,
I want everybody to know that we sent out the good timing tree is at CompuLink right now getting modernized. We've got all new starter switches. We've got all new staging lights. We've got the new program for the computer. All of that will be installed. We are moving the tree 4 feet closer to the starting line, and we are raising it 9 inches so you guys with the big scoops don't have to look around your scoops to see the lights. Now, I know the bracket racers are probably going to be a little upset with me, but I think that where we're taking capital is where we need to go, and those kind of improvements will enhance the racing and ensure that you guys get the best opportunity to get the best ETs.
Okay. Now, let me ask what you're saying. You're changing the tree. Are you changing to LED over those regular?
Yes, we are going to the we will have the LED lights, but we won't have the blue ones.
Okay.
Yeah, we won't have like NHRA blue LEDs, the little circle. We're still going to have the pre-stage yellow and the stage yellow, but the new tree will have the LED lights in it. Like I said, it's going to be 4 feet closer, and it's going to be 9 inches higher, so that all you guys with the big scoops don't have to be looking around trying to find the lights. They're going to be looking right at you.
Cool.
We also have got Jamie, the electrician, putting up 6 more 30,000-watt lights. Billy Glidden brought it to my attention that track is a little dangerous at night past the 8th-mile mark. And if you notice, I did bring in lights, rental lights, to put up down that right side for Friday night, Saturday night. And it seemed to help everybody, so we made the next step. We'll have them in. There's going to be a lot of improvements, a lot of good stuff when we reopen.
Well, I can't wait. I'm waiting for the 14th and the 15th. That's all I can say.
Well, it's going to be fun. I already got the word that Mr. Lynch is coming. Mr. Enos is coming. We got both of Mowgli's cars. We got Decker. We got you. I still need everybody to send in to Capital Raceway. Info Capital Raceway, if you're coming. I still want to get the list out there. I'm going to be talking to some of the hot shoes down here in Dallas. I'm pretty sure that Galen Smith from Lemar, he's coming up with his Mustang, and he's going to want to play because that's a 410 car right now. Yeah, he's going to be sitting here with him right now. He says it's 32 hours, but he's coming up. Bubba's coming up. It's probably going to be the biggest 10-5 race. One thing I can say now that I contacted Mickey Thompson about being the sponsor, and they couldn't put up any cash, but they're going to be giving away tires for number one qualifier, first place, second place, third place will all receive brand new Mickey Thompson tires.
Wow, that's all right there.
So, I mean, don't think that John Crane's ain't out here promoting my butt off. and making sure that we get stuff for the racers more than anything.
Yeah, and also what you failed to mention, which I noticed the other day, that you all have information on the progress, what's going on at the track on your Facebook page.
Well, we're taking it one step further. Starting tomorrow, there will be a live feed to our webpage 24/7, and you'll be able to watch the progress as they go down the track. We're hooking the camera up tomorrow. It might be Friday afternoon before we get it fired up, but we'll be feeding that live for the next 7 days to our website, and you can go on there and watch them grind. You can watch them cut. You can, you know, tape it, whatever you want to do, but we want our racers to see the process so there's no questions.
Gotcha.
And I've done one thing more, Ricky. You know me. I tell it like it is. If somebody comes up and tells me there's a bump in the right lane, I got two sets of maps ready for them. One goes to Southern Maryland. The other goes to Cecil County. All right?
I got you, Doc. I got you.
The first one tells me there's a bump after me paying $47,000. I got some maps for them.
I hear that.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on, giving us that rundown of what's going on. And
all right. Well, I'm definitely going to be back here in Dallas. Fans. So if you see fit,
yeah,
you want to come, jump on the plane with me, brother.
Okay.
Do you have anybody else in the radio there that you like, a director or somebody like that, would you come down? Hell yeah, we'll do the damn radio show from down here in Texas.
As I said, it would be nice. I would love to get down there, but that's one too many days off of work for me. I can't afford that right now.
Well,
you got
somebody else
who'd
like to do it. If you got somebody else who would like to do it, the offer stands. I think it would be good for racing. I think it would be good for grudge racing in Maryland, and I know it'll be good for racing at Capitol.
Well, I'll work on seeing if I can get somebody to go. How about that?
All right, good deal. All right, Kel, everybody be safe.
Now,
I'll see you at Capitol in a couple weeks.
John, Big George had a question about the Top Dog study. George, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What's up, Big George?
What's going on, baby?
Yep, we're hanging. We're down here having fun with my buddies. I'm sitting here looking at five NHRA Wallys that this man won, and one of them is a 25th anniversary platinum U.S. Nationals win. So I do believe I'm in good hands down here.
All right, baby. I got a couple questions for you. This is one of us local guys. And one more question. You know, I came to you like in the middle of the season. Some guys wanted to come from Kenwood and with a dog, and they wanted to come up to Capitol, and we need to sit down, see if we can get them up there, the grudge race. And I want to ask about this. Is y'all still having that Top Dog Sunday? Is it this month or next month?
Well, it's going to be Top Dog Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Tolson's putting it on. And the date is September 25th. I don't have a calendar in front of me right now, but I think it's Saturday the 25th.
Okay.
I got somebody verifying that right now.
Okay, as far as this...
It's Saturday. It's Saturday, September 25th. 23rd? Yep, Saturday, September 22nd is Mr. Tolson's Top Dog Saturday, and we're going to use October 13th for the rain date.
Okay.
So everybody get their stuff and bring it to the hill, because it's going to be one heck of a show.
I'm not saying that's all I need to know.
All right.
And you enjoy yourself down there.
All right. Well, anybody on this phone ever needs anything from Capitol, Ricky's got my number. Call me.
All right,
guys. You be safe out there. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Roger. Leave a message.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, that was John Crane from Capitol Raceway. We got Big George on the line. I know a lot of people may be waiting.
but I have to do my my part and pay some bills. Again, hey George, read your phone for me. Again, I'd like to thank Jay Boss, who will be coming on here shortly. Grudge Inc. Mick for taking time out of his day to run the show for us. I have the Grudge Inc. magazines. I have some email information. I mean, some subscription information that Racist gave to me while at the track Saturday. Which, if you gave me your information, then you were eligible to receive 3 to 6 free issues of the Grudge Inc. magazine by giving me your information, and I submitted to Dave Barnes and Grudge Inc. That offer still stands for anyone interested in getting the magazine. So all you have to do is email me your information at MalibuRick29@yahoo.com, and I'll send it over to Jay Barnes at Grudge Inc., and your new copy of Grudge Inc. magazine will be on its way to you. With that being said, we're gonna take a break to pay some bills, and then come back and finish up on the phone lines and talk a little bit about what I sent out today.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jay's, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Hello? Hello?
You are now logged in to grudging.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast. You are now logged in to grudging.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey, Ricky, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that. Hi, Ricky.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
All right, we back. And, we're going to get into my topic. Some people don't know what my topic was. I only sent it out to a selective few of people that I wanted to have on to speak on it. But to let everyone else know, my topic today was, is grudge racing leading us down a road of destruction? And I asked that question because there's been a lot going on, not just here in Maryland. There have been some issues going on down south where people talking, spreading rumors, messing up people's business. Same thing here, people talking, fights breaking out, you know, people not knowing how to handle the smack talk. That's all it is, the smack talk for the grudge game, and end up taking the shit too far, wanting to get physical, which is really messing it up. And you have some guys that's class racing that would like to get into grudge racing, but
nobody wants to deal with all the extra drama. So my question is the grudge racing potentially leading us down a road of destruction? So with that being said, Nick, you can go ahead and take the next phone call. I'm going to send you some numbers to see if you can get them on or see if they're on the board already.
I would like to reply on that, Rick.
Hello? All right, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, George.
Yeah, I mean, the destruction you're talking about, really, the girls racing is still in effect real good, but you got the guys that don't even own a car that makes it confusing. I mean, the races itself, everybody know who can talk the most smack and who talk the most trust. Don't nobody mean nobody no harm. But when you got outsiders that's getting involved in it, and then let the actual racers, do the talking, it would be more calmer. If the people don't even have
cars. Even some of that has come about even with just the racers, as you call it. But some take certain words that people say the wrong way when it's just, shit talking and somebody trying to get under your skin and get you out your game, but they can't differentiate between smack talking and whether somebody's being serious. But if it's all about racing, then why would it ever get to the point of it being serious?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to reply on that one, but, I mean, still, if you listen to me sometime, I get down and dirty, but everybody know where I stand at. I mean, there's nothing really toward nobody, so I can one person do it, and it's still not.
It shouldn't lead to
nobody would take a racing incident unless it already been started before that. It shouldn't. Racist, no. I mean, it's in destruction because the pieces is not filled in the right places right now. That's all. I mean, economy messed up. Then a lot of guys, I'm not going to say whether it's uphill or down there, but a lot of guys can't take that L as a loss. They can't take it.
Well, that's the biggest problem. I don't think the economy has anything to do with it, because if you're a gambler, you're a racer, you're a betting man, then you should only be betting what you can stand to lose. I mean, if you can't lose, then you shouldn't be betting at all. But this is not just about the money, and I'm not going to call any names or anything like that, but there's an issue, or there was an issue going on in the South where one guy was bad-mouthing another guy about his work ethic and what he could or couldn't do with a car. So because he's down-talking what he can do, that's kind of like, affecting his business, because that's what he do.
Right.
It hadn't got to that point, but it could lead to, something else happening, because now you affecting my money. You see what I'm saying? But here is so much animosity and hate and jealousy amongst people that, people want to keep stuff stirred up and constantly talk about people or saying this or saying that, And there's really no need for that. I use the situation between myself and Wicked Bird. He may not remember, but at one point he took it outside of racing and got personal with it. As long as it's about racing, I'm cool with it. But once you go outside of that, then that's where it becomes a problem. But we need to, as a whole, keep it within it being racing and not go outside of that. That's why I'm asking the question.
Right, I mean, okay, if you want to use you and Wick, I mean, yeah, that situation with y'all too, I mean, I'm not going to see and say it was one of y'all, was both of y'all, but, I mean, y'all still hurtle over heel, but, I mean, that was just an argument that really exploded to something else where it shouldn't have, but.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It was racing, but it went outside of racing, which made it bigger than what it ever should have been in the first place. But now,
right.
Everything cool.
Right.
Right. And, I mean, y'all work. I mean, me myself, I'm going to use me and Willie Dawg. I mean, Willie Dawg laid me out down there, sir. He laid me out real heavy, and he had points. But once I allowed myself to get in that boat, I mean, I can't zone. I mean, but he hit some points. I mean, but he a gentleman. I mean, I talked to him later on. But the statement I'm trying to make is, I mean, if they could watch the way me and Willie Dawg went at it, I'm not knowing him no more than a year or two. You know what I'm saying? So
right, but the point is just talk.
Right. It's just talk, exactly. And that's where, but a lot of men can't take that abuse. You know. But I'm gonna let you go.
Would it be safe to say if you can't stand the heat, then get out the kitchen?
Exactly. You are exactly right. If you can't take it, get out the kitchen. So that's well put.
So I guess in that case, then, you know, it just either people need to get some tougher skin or just back away from the game.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Let me get somebody else's opinion. I appreciate you for saying what you said.
All right.
But
I'm still holding on for Willie Dawg anyway.
Okay. Give us the next caller, Mick.
That's all the hands we have up for right now, Ricky.
Oh wow. Everybody listening, ain't nobody talking. I wonder if the show's still full. I know I have some people calling me still saying they couldn't get on. But, all right, well, I guess with that said, then, are you still able to dial out?
No, sir, I'm not able to.
Wow. Okay. All right, well, for those who are listening or who couldn't get on, you can try to call back in. Let me see. I just tried this a minute ago. I'm going to try it again. Give me a second, people. I'm going to try to get Roger from the GRF on. Hello?
Yeah.
Roger, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Mick, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. What's going on, Roger?
What's going on, man? Just trying to, man, this show is booming today, man. Just trying to get on here and give you a shout out to all the support. And thank the state of Maryland, man. We had a good time in MIR. Big George still on the line?
Yeah, he is.
Man, Big George talking all that gangster mess behind me. Talking about a drive, man. He know he found me. I'm the dude that asked him. But that run gets that Malibu and he pulled off. So don't act like you ain't see me. And then I tell you what, George, I can say this in front of you and everybody else on there. If you think that you couldn't find me, please come down to VMP. You'll find me down there on the 25th.
Who is that talking?
That's Roger, the guy you said that was missing.
Yeah, he know who it is.
Listen, Roger, I see you the beginning when I first pulled up in the car. I ain't see no more talking about race.
That's because I was walking around people. George, that's because I was walking around talking to people that were trying to race.
What you think I was doing?
Just listen to the cam in your car.
Hey, Ron, you gonna pay for that one. You gonna pay for that one. You gonna pay for that one. What was I doing?
You just listening to the cam in your car, Big George.
Oh, hey, you gonna play me that one, Roger? Hey,
yeah.
But I had to bring it out. I told Rick, I
never seen him.
But I ain't seen no more after the racing got started.
Oh no, it ain't like that. But on that note, I like to invite any and everybody down there to VMP August 25th. To the all-day grudge run and back half shootout down there. So anybody got a back half, I don't care how fast or how slow it is, enter that thing, man, let's see what's happening. And anybody that's grudging, come on down there. We have the grudge run and the back half shootout.
Roger, what was your experience this go around at Maryland International Raceway?
I mean, just like the last time, I think it was a big crowd. I found it was exciting. I mean, we had a good time there. You know, I mean, I wish, you know, a lot of the cars had moved faster, you know, but when you got that many cars, you know, you can wish all you want. They're not going to move fast. I mean, it's just part of the game, so you got to be patient. But overall, I had a great time. I mean, I've only been to Maryland a few times, but I have a great time every time I go.
Right.
And,
what do you think about the racing? I don't know what grudge races that you saw, so I'll ask about the race with JC and myself, and then Kenny and myself.
Well, I got to say you impressed me with the race with JC. I think he experienced a couple of technical difficulties, but you know, racing, how they go, a win is a win. So I got to take my hat off to you and congratulate you. You know, I'm beating JC, and Kenny, like I told you from day one, Kenny Beecham is a hard cat to beat, bro. So I still tip my hat off just for you running in period, because that's a hard guy to beat. I mean, simple and plain. But it was very exciting. I mean, you put on a good show. Everybody did. I mean, they made that show what it was. So, like I said, I had a great time there. Even with George sitting in his car listening to it run, I enjoyed watching that too. What'd you say, Rob? I said I even enjoyed listening to you sitting in your car with it running too. We're gonna have a best look, George, just for you, we're gonna have a best sounding car contest at BMP on the 25th. And I just want you to start it up and I'm gonna lay a microphone right by your headers and you're gonna win.
Hey, I like it. I like a man that accommodates everything and everybody. That's a real dude, man.
I'm gonna have a hardest hitting car contest and you're gonna be the only person in it. I'm just gonna stick the mic by your exhaust.
So would you classify me as a fake racer?
No, I ain't call you fake. I know you will run there. No, I ain't never call you no fake racer.
Hey, Roger, check this out.
Huh?
Check this out, Roger. I got a boy coming.
Talk to him.
With a heavy body, all steel body Z2879 with a stick in it. Small block, scraper bars on it, small tie. We're going to bring that down.
Okay.
Do your show, and we want to match up with somebody.
I tell you what I'll do.
Well, hold on.
You say he'll stick shift?
He'll stick shift.
Okay. I got a 69 Chevelle with a stick shift in it that I put him up aside right there. I told you I can accommodate you.
Is it a small block?
Chevelle, six. No, sir.
Well, no, we a small block, man. We all steel. Steel heads on the motor. Hey,
you gotta let me do some. You gotta let me do some looking around on that, man. We ain't got a whole lot of stick shifts now.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Rick. Hey, Rick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, you know Pappy coming out next week with his
Z28. Who?
That's Pappy. Duboy. Yeah, he bringing it. Come on,
okay.
Back out. He right here with me.
Oh yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, so hey, Roger, we gonna come down on your show on the back half, John. It's a full speed,
okay.
All steel with scrubber bars on it, cast tie, small block, all steel motor. I mean, no moon head, no nothing on it, but nitrous on it.
Hey, George, now you said he's bringing it back out, so that must mean he's been down for a while. Tell him don't get happy out there with that thing and rev that thing up and just oil the track down there.
Well, I can say he ain't never had no problem with no leak.
Oh, okay, yeah. Don't let him tack that thing up all 8,000, turn the clutch loose, and got oil flying everywhere.
Hey, look, yeah, he gonna come down your show, that show, the back half, John. We gonna be down there with
him. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
Let me ask
this question before I get too far. Now, I'm just gonna ask because I heard this before. You said that JC wasn't. 100%. In other words, that's what you said.
Yeah.
If you are at liberty to say, what was his problem?
I don't know exactly what his problem is, but whatever it was, it's big enough for him to take the motor out of his car. So something was hurt on his car. I don't know what's hurt, but yeah, something's definitely hurt on the car.
Okay.
that's been
a little bit of talk that's been going on all week.
Yeah, but you know, Ricky, how racing goes, regardless of what it is, whether it was 100%, whether it won't, you know, I'm not going to make any excuses for that. You know, he's a member with me because a win is a win. You know what I'm saying? Just like if your car won 100% and we beat you. I don't want to hear nothing about your excuses. So I don't have a lot of excuses to give you. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly where I stand, and that's a comment that I made on Facebook earlier this week when it came to me and Kenny. You know, I didn't make any excuses. I thought the track would be there. That's why I took the back tire. It wasn't. I blew the tires off. A lot of people think I turned the car up. I didn't touch anything. And then you was over there in my trailer. You never saw me touch my car, which I never did because I was walking around the track the whole time looking for a welder.
Yeah.
It was just, the thing of the circumstances. It wasn't no track there. I blew the tires off. We got to the end of the track. Kenny will tell you. I reached in my pocket. I paid him his money.
Right.
We talked a little bit and went back to the trailer. It ain't no hard feelings. It's just fucking racing. Somebody going to win.
Racing.
Somebody going to lose. But maybe because people don't race enough to experience winning and losing, they don't understand that. They just want to get belligerent and angry and mad and upset. And all that shit ain't even called for, man. It's just fucking racing. So I tip my hat off to JC because I ain't heard JC come out of his mouth about anything. Now, the nut huggers and the groupies and all the other people that hang around him, them the ones that been talking all the talk, but JC himself hasn't said anything.
Yeah, well, anybody that knows JC like that. If JC win, he don't say nothing. If he lose, he ain't gonna say nothing. That's just him.
Yeah.
You know, but on another note, did you ever talk to your people anymore? Because I talked to my people, and they pretty much said to you, name your price, man. Whatever your man got to have, that's what you'll get.
I got one of them on the line, but the main person ain't on the line. I think the owner done went to sleep for the night.
You work it out, and whatever y'all got to have, we can accommodate as long as the pass jumps off. If y'all make the race, then hey, you set your price.
Okay.
So that's something y'all can throw out there. If y'all can come to an agreement, y'all want to do it, I got you. Like I told you, it's different when it's my show. This is my show coming here, so I can be a little more flexible and I can work and do what I got to do.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. But in the end, like I said, and I can't stress it enough, it's race.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna win, somebody's gonna lose. You're not always gonna have the fastest car. So it just is what it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
Man, the show's still full. My show's still full, but I ain't got nobody talking. What the hell is going on? That's Mike the Hitman Hill. He's trying to get on, but he said the show full. What I'm trying to say, maybe it's because people need to be in more competition to understand, what goes on in racing.
Right.
As I preach to Kenny and Pete and all them other dudes, you know what I mean? If it push come to shove, I can run my car every 30 minutes. Why? Because I class race and I'm faced with them kind of conditions where that's what I have to do at times. But when you win, it kind of eliminates all doubts and all the bullshit that anybody can give you.
Right.
Losing is a different subject. Maybe been the conditions, maybe you missed on your tune up or what have you. But you have to experience that to get a handle on becoming a racer.
But losing will make you a better racer anyway.
That's what I just said. It'll make you a better racer. So I think if people are going to be in this game of grudge racing, which I don't know if I sent you the subject of my topic today. So my topic was asking, is grudge racing leading us down a road of destruction because of all the negative stuff that it brings from time to time, not all the time, but time to time, with this game, with people getting in their feelings, want to fight, want to do all this other stuff or throwing bad information out there about somebody and their tuning abilities or
working anything like that. Do you think that grudge racing is leading us down a road of destruction?
Well, I can't say it's leading us down a road of destruction. What I will say is that because everybody's going to choose the path that they go in. You know, you got some people that do the sport with honor and some people that don't. You know, it's not going to make the sport any better or get more recognition as long as people are pulling away from each other rather than pulling together. You know, if you pull together and everybody support each other's shows and events and different things like that, everybody wins all the time. You know what I'm saying? As long as, you know, it's negativity and all, you know, then you stand a chance of, well, you go to this show and pay all your money, you might see two grudge races jump off, you know, because this one won't run, this one because of this, and this person didn't pay this, and this person didn't pay that. You know, it's the small stuff that if you keep on and keep building up, it's hurting the game. So until people learn how to come together and support each other's events and support, you know, whatever it is they can show support in, then it'll grow. Just like with us with, you know, with Larry Monster. You know, I mean, we bought between 12 and 15 cars at both events. I mean, that's not like the most cars on the parking lot, but I feel like that was my little part. You know, that was our part showing support, bringing that many cars to somebody else's event.
Right.
And that's what you got to do. You know, if everybody did that, then boom, everybody's stuff would be jumped.
Okay. Well, that's understood. Well.
But I also, is George still online?
George.
Big George still there?
Yes, still here.
Big George, Tricky Ricky just said something. I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to leave you with this. I know you always think I'm picking with you. Tricky Ricky said losing makes you a better racer, a great racer. I'll tell you what I'm going to try to do for you. On that note, since losing makes you a great racer, on the 25th, I'm going to try to make you famous.
Let me get in there. I don't want to talk shit about you. He said what, Roger?
Tricky Ricky just said that losing makes you a great racer. It makes you a better racer. When you lose races every once in a while, you know, it makes you sharpen your skills. Well, on the 25th, when you get down there, I'm going to try to make you famous, then. I'm going to try to make sure you go home a great racer.
Hey, Roger, you got good joke with you?
Huh?
Hey, Roger,
yeah.
You sticking and moving. Hey, let me tell you something. I can't even catch you in the ring. You sticking and moving, man. I can't take nothing from you today. But I'll catch up with you. I'm going to catch you one day and I'll get you in that corner.
All you got to do is say you want it. It ain't hard to get it.
Roger, I tell you what, man.
Huh?
Do you drive a car, Roger?
Yes, sir. And I will have it down there.
Okay, I mean, come on now.
You want to run me with that Camaro, you know, don't you?
Yeah, I'll run you with a Camaro. I mean,
you running on the motor?
I'm never gonna take off my shit.
Why?
I'm not gonna take off. You know
why? I give you the back tie. I'm heavier than you.
I tell
3,025-pound conventional head, one carburetor. I give you the back tie.
I tell you what I do. I'm gonna put my blue van tour back together.
Okay.
You run your car, I bring the van tour. Cow tracks on all steel. You give me the kick and clear me a dice, and you got action.
I give you the what?
You give me the kick and clear me to the dice, and I'll see you the 25th.
Let's see. I'd rather have that Camaro, man, give you the back tire.
No, I don't want
to feel like I beat up on your family car. I'm over. I'll run your race car.
No, I bring my van short. You kick me and clear me.
I ain't gonna give you no break. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been in the seat in a while, but I can give you that back tire like that. Now I give you the back tire and clear.
My car heavy, man. No.
How much your car weigh?
A stock suspension, man.
What, bring the Camaro, George.
I'm not problem.
It's not hard, George. Bring the Camaro.
I got your number, Roger. I'm going to call you and let you know.
All right. Call me. Yeah. It's easy to get it, man. You can get that. Bring that big time Camaro, and let me give you that back time and show you what that Malibu do.
You might get that.
Okay. All right. Well, you got my number. Give me a holler. Yeah, I give you a holler. That's gonna be the first step in making you a greater racer, because that's gonna be your first loss you take of that day.
That's gonna be my worst race, because I'm gonna drag you down through there. Matter of fact,
All you got to do to find out is make your mouth and say, okay, Roger, that's a race. Then you can find out.
Let me tell you something. That's one thing I ain't got a problem with, Sam. When you whip me, I'm gonna shake your hand.
Always. I know this.
Hey, man, y'all about to make me pick up another job. I already got one job. I'm about to go in business doing some other stuff, man, and I can't have y'all picking on my Merlin.
I'm not picking on George, man. I was giving the man props, and then he just come and beat me up.
Hey, Rick. I'm going to take care of him. I'm going to lock up. Yeah, I got it.
Right.
Hey, Rick, he don't even look like a racer, Rick.
He wants this shit to hold.
All
right. Hey,
Joe,
what
does
racer look like?
Hey, Roger. He do got a point there. You don't look like you race.
He look like a singer. He look like a country singer.
Big George, after you run that Malibu, you're going to have to reevaluate yourself and find out what a racer look like.
Hey, Rick, he look like an old country singer, man. I might have to bring an old guitar with me, man, and play
Matter of fact, I tell you what I do, George, since I look like a country singer. I'm about big country and western hat. And hot is it going to be out there? You got to wear that hat for the rest of the day after that Malibu get back.
You got that.
Well, first you got to call me and tell me you want to do it.
I'm going to call you.
Because it don't take but a second to take them off them jack stands and bring them on down in
there. Yeah, because I'm going to get you to come up here on Top Dog Saturday.
I'll be calling you, no joke. You do that. But when it's all over with, Rick will say, yeah, you shouldn't have messed with that cop. That's what he's going to tell you.
Yeah, well, I ain't got no problem with that country hat. But if I win, all right, you got to run the country hat, and you got to play a good song. The song, I want to hear a country song from, I got to figure out.
Matter of fact, if I lose, I get up there on stage and sing for you.
Craig, you got to bet. I'm going to bring it tomorrow. You got to bet.
If you beat me with that, yeah, I get up there and sing for you.
You got that. I want that. I go straight
Charlie Wilson for that ass if you outrun me with that.
Hey, Rick, you hear that? Everybody hear that?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I go straight Gap Man on that ass.
Look, I don't want to cut y'all off, but I know we got some more people, and for some reason we can't call out on the show today.
Well, y'all go ahead. I'm about to get off, Rick. I'm at work, man. Y'all go ahead. George, you make sure you call me, man. But like I said, Rick, you know what you're doing, man. I had a good time.
All right. I appreciate you calling in, man.
All right, man.
All right. Thank you, George. Mick, what we got going on, Mick?
Nothing at all, Ricky.
We ain't having no technical difficulties, obviously, or we just ain't got nobody that's in the queue.
Nobody that's in the queue right now.
All right, that's cool. I'm gonna call somebody else that has something to say. God damn, where's the number? Hold on. Hello? Show? Mick?
Yeah.
All right, what's going on? I tried to call somebody. I don't know if he answered the phone or not. But that's mighty strange. The show full, but ain't nobody in the queue. Ain't that something?
Exactly. Everybody just want to sit around and listen.
Everybody listen.
Hey,
Hey, Rick.
Well, that's all good.
Yeah.
People trying to call. I'm sitting here beside Pappy trying to call, but he can't get in.
Yeah, that's what I just said. People trying to call and saying the show full, but the show is full, but there's nobody in the queue. So there's nobody wanting to talk, but can't nobody get on. So I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, I don't understand either. It did to me earlier. I just kept calling so I could get through.
Y'all there?
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, I know these shows have their days and their issues, you know, where they mess up. But I guess the more callers you get, the more they mess up. But I'll try another call. Let me see. Who else we had? We had try post stops there. Hold on.
Hey,
Mister, holding on with two hands and scared to let go. How you doing today?
Still holding on with both hands, scared to let go.
Well, I got
my good friend Bobby Wildchild with me too.
Hey, what's up, Bobby Wildchild?
Hello there, stay there, man. How's it going?
I can't complain.
The only reason I'm gonna tell you this, Joe, because I need to get on back. The only reason that man said that, hell, he knows that. It's talking about raining. Tight man called me and told me. And I said, well, Tight, I don't, you know, because I'm, you know, over here trying to take care of some business. That damn man, you damn right. I'm going to take that. Hey, don't you supposed to be the mouthpiece? You shouldn't have to call me. But anyway, he talking about giving, Tight man said, he talking about giving me the 1-1 or some shit.
Yep, that's what he said. Tony Wright said he
won't
give you the 1-1.
You got, you know what? That one race we got to do.
Yeah, if you don't do nothing else, you got to do that one.
Yeah, oh, I got to do that one.
Trigger Ricky, you got time? We can get that locked up right now, Trigger Ricky. You got time?
Yeah, I just want to make sure y'all on the show. Mick, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I just want to make sure I got the, you know, we had a difficulty with the phone lines today, so I'm calling you from my phone. Is this something that I need to write down for y'all, Joe?
No. We good. I was just saying, can we use your platform to do it? But go ahead, do your thing.
Before we get into that, let's go ahead and let you go over the Mega Fest 11 show at House of Hook Saturday.
Oh yeah. Baddest back half in the world shootout, and of course. Only backhand that's coming from the north area is Michael Martin, and that's because he ain't scared to run with them southern boys. JC is down, and so I'm gonna give him a pass on that. But them
Hold on, I done held on all week. You gave that man the pass. And you ain't listened to his ass yet. Don't give him no damn pass.
I got to give him a pass. He the champ. I got to give the champ a pass. I got to give him a pass right now.
Oh, what's this, the president? Once you become the president, you always the president? He ain't no damn champ now?
He is a champ. Now, I explained this to everybody on my show, in case your listeners did not hear my show, I will gladly explain it to your listeners as well.
Okay.
Here go the issue. Okay. Now, we, the governors of the belt, that's Jay Barnes, you know, that's his belt and all that, he came up with a set of guidelines to govern the belt. People ask for consistency, and they want fairness in the belt. There's a lot of griping about the whole belt thing. So we came up with a set of rules. Now, I don't have them in front of them, so I'm going to go off the top of my head. But in short, here's the way it works. In order for you to get a shot at the title, you have to be one of the top 10 contenders, right?
Okay.
Now,
those of us originally won in a shootout. So the people that lost in the shootout are by default, they become the top 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 contenders based on how many of the cars was in the shootout. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
all right.
Based on how far you advance in the shootout, that would determine your place as a contender, right?
Okay.
Now, if you were not in the shootout, your place as a contender is figured based on your activity and your win-loss record. Okay, we got all that straight. Okay. Now, based on that, we did not think it was fair for a champion to be able to duck real competition, the real competition, those guys who have been putting it in and who have been putting it down and basically try to take some easy races. So what we've done is we've allowed the champ, the first runner-up is the number one contender, right? Whoever ran up, who was the runner-up, and that would have been Michael Martin in this case. He's got the first shot at the champ. The champ can refuse him, say no, but then any one of the next top contenders got a shot at him, and he cannot refuse them. He does get to say when and where he will race, but he does not get to refuse them, or else the belt will be vacated. Belt cannot be won or lost again in any kind of shootout, and the 30 days doesn't start counting. Now, if none of the top five challenges the champ, then we go on down the list, and then whoever else can then challenge the champ. So we got it where the champ can't duck the top contenders, and we got it where people, if you want to be a top contender, then you got to have some action. So the whole thing is designed to encourage racing and to encourage the top guys to race each other. And for you to try to be one of the top guys, you got to race the top guys.
That's the way it's set up now? Because what you just described ain't how it went down. So if Michael Martin was the number one contender, then he should have run Michael Martin first instead of Waverly Green, which he didn't.
Well, as I said, let me explain this also. There was a little miscommunication in terms of there was an overlap in the time that we got all these rules straight and the time that we reached out to JC and explained all the rules to him. I mean, but I did explain to him, JC, on Saturday at Butts Creek, that he did not lose the belt to Waverly Green. Waverly Green was not eligible to race for the belt because, as everybody knows, Little Mo, one of the top contenders, and Michael Martin, I do believe, and Tony Bynes and a couple of other guys reached out to JC and were trying to race him, okay? So, again, this is the whole point of not being able to, you know, play with the belt, not being able to duck the top challengers, and also not being able to control the belt, so to speak, and, you know, keep it in one family or one neighborhood and all the rest of that stuff. Although that wasn't the real issue, but it does settle that problem as well.
All right. Well, that's enough said. So let's get to this Bobby Wildchild and Tony Wright issue.
Bobby Wildchild just jumped off, but I do believe we'll get them on. I'll get the both of them on tomorrow. We'll check the weather report again. It's saying between 30% and 50% right now that it's going to have a thunder shower. It's not saying rain, it's saying thunder shower. Everybody knows in the South it can rain 5 minutes, get your little thunder shower out of the way, and then it'll be all right for the rest of the day. But in worst case scenario, if it rains out on Saturday, the rain date will be Sunday. If it rains out on Saturday, the rain date will be Sunday. But we got the baddest back half in the world contest. We got Michael Martin. We got Little Mo. We got the Shadow, and we got the Nightmare Nova. People are taking bets all over the place. But the favorite right now, the favorite, over Tony Bynes, over Little Mo, and over even Michael Martin, the favorite is the Shadow. The favorite is the Shadow. I don't know what you Northern guys, I don't know what your audience thinks, but that's who everybody is kind of rooting for and kind of betting on is the Shadow. You might want to get a little poll and see what those guys are betting on. But we also have a small block, the King of the Small Block Shootout. At
right.
the beginning, it was Big Ball Factor on 28. It was the old squeaky car, Jason LaRusso, the White Mustang. It's renamed Mellow Yellow now. the Chucky car. That's another small block.
Wait, man, is it the car renamed Mellow Yellow or Jason LaRusso named Mellow Yellow?
No, the car is renamed Mellow Yellow. Tony Bynes owns the car now.
Okay, I heard that earlier, but I thought they said Jason LaRusso was named Mellow Yellow.
Mm.
Okay,
the
I got
Squeaky. Squeaky is now Mellow Yellow.
Okay, got you.
And the Bam Bam Mustang. All these cars are on 28th. They're all going to be shooting for the baddest, the king of the small block. And then the new champ, the new X10 champ, 007, will go into battle against Street King. Street King, for those that don't know, is a Monte Carlo, big block. And right now, he's at the top of the food chain for G-Body of the Year. Even though everybody's heard about Mississippi Gangster and Gangster Malibu and all that, Street King races every week, week in, week out, 2-3 times a week. And Mississippi Malibu, I think, has 5 races this year, 5 or 7, something like that, whatever it is, you know. So he's definitely at the top of the food chain for the G-Body of the Year award. So it should be a good day. The whole Dodge racing team will be there. They're going to have 4 cars on there. They're going to have the Dinosaur. If anybody's looking for any top sportsman action, they're going to have the Boss. Anybody's looking for the pro mod action, the Dragon. And they're going to have Buddy Blow's Huckleberry down there, the Nova. Big Sexy said he will be in the building looking for some back half action. And the S10 truck of Mac and Melvin, they will also be in the building looking for action. The Old Jacks will be there. They say, don't nobody move, nobody won't get hurt. But I don't know, we'll see. But it should be interesting. It should be interesting.
I hear that. Now, let me ask this question. Has Mississippi Joe and the Gangsta Boo had any challenges to defend the belt, or did any races to defend the belt yet?
Well, he raced Big Low to defend the belt. That's been his only challenger. Now, Cold Killer just came out with a new G-Body, a Regal, and supposedly those two guys are on a collision course. So we'll see.
Okay, yeah, I saw a picture of it. Pretty decent looking car, but okay.
I want to know if all them damn back halves I saw up in Bud's Creek this weekend, why ain't none of y'all northern boys coming down here for this baddest back half? Oh, we also have an old school back half, but the old school shootout, a classic back half, like MD got, like the Silver Bullet, Mac and Melvin got, like you got, Ricky. Like Kenny Beecham, the car you ran, like Mark Hayes and like the Shakedown Racing, all those back halves, we have the old school back half. Wicked Bird, you got a chassis car, the old school box chassis or back half. That's the old school shootout we having like that. $250 entry, and we putting them 1,000 on top of that. Come one, come all, the birthday ball.
Well, me personally, I can't make it this weekend. I'm out of town this weekend. Family stuff related. But I'm going to be trying very hard to make it to the Ronnie Brown Animal Racing Race at Valdosta on September the 15th for the G-Body thing.
All right, good deal. Good deal on that.
So
that's going to be a hot one, too. September 15th, Mississippi Gangster is going into battle down at Ronnie Brown Show versus one of you guys' favorite up there, Chad Henderson and Shane Stack.
Now, we got our own favorite, but he won't be at he told me not too long ago he won't be there the 15th. He's coming down on the 20th for the race on the 28th down there. So, unfortunately, it'll be too much money to stay that long down there for him, but it would be nice if he could make it on the 15th, but he can't.
We got a stock suspension Pro Charge Malibu up here that can give them G body some hell, but we can't make it. Can't make it September the 15th. That's the only problem. But hopefully I can see Gangsta Boo while I'm down there. That'll be my goal. So I'm working real, very diligently to make that. So,
I look forward to seeing you down there, man. It should be a good one.
I have to add while you're on the phone, I got a lot of slack from a lot of people, and I can't speak for you. I can't cover your end of things, but a lot of people called me saying that you played the situation soft. You didn't give me my prop. You saying me and JC left together. I personally don't think you saw the same video everybody else saw, because we clearly didn't leave together. But would you care to address the fans that have a gripe with what you were saying earlier this week, sir?
Let me say this. Okay. It rained on a dog's ass every once in a while. You done had one goddamn race, and you want everybody to jump up and down and turn cartwheels and do flips.
As you just said,
I'm saying you, I don't mean you, I mean the fans.
Okay, there we go. Go ahead.
I'm saying y'all want everybody to jump up and down and turn a goddamn cartwheel and a flip and do a hand clap and a somersault like we in a goddamn Olympic doing the floor routine, because this dude don't race two times in one night. For 2 years since I've been knowing this goddamn dude, this dude been promised he's going to race every other day, every other week. He racing somebody and ain't race shit. All he did was pay a whole bunch of damn punk out money. So when his number of races outmatched the number of punk outs that he paid over the damn 2 years of promises that went failed, that went bust, that went bad, that never came to pass, then I will give him some genuine authoritative props that he deserved, or y'all think he deserved. One race does not a winner make. You know, anybody, a sissy will fight if you back him up in the corner enough.
I don't know. He might turn around and just show his ass. I don't know.
He might. I don't know, but I'm saying some sissies will. I'm just saying.
Whoa, that was good.
But I give you your props. You did your thing that night. I gave you your props. I said you did your thing. I said your race, but let's see what happened now. Okay, you back on the road. You back in the saddle now. Let's see what happened now. Keep it up. That's all. Keep it up, and you're doing your thing.
Can I say one thing, though?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard me back then, the night after, or the last time y'all was up here on May the 27th when I paid the pump out when I said my motor had a couple cylinders low on the compression and one of them was 100. Everything's still the same and it's still running. I can't get Kenny on because we're having an issue with the board today, but I will not take the back tire from anybody at any track anymore. That one and done. I didn't like how that outcome was, so I won't be taking that. So if I can't get the kick or run your head up, I won't do the back tire. So I don't know if you was listening, but now the race between me and Kenny is he's supposed to come to track up here in Maryland, another track here in Maryland, Capital Raceway, and we're going to run head up. 8 miles. Oh. So, wish you could join. If you can't, oh well. We get it on camera, hopefully by LBM. I didn't like the situation with Indicut and what they did with Indicut, but as Monster got on and said, it's about sanctioning their body and insurance rules and policies why he couldn't be down that way.
on the track, which is different from how y'all do it down south. So, you know, it's one of the situations where it is what it is, but I appreciate him being here. I appreciate you coming up to support the race and do your commentating and along with Dog. It was nice having y'all up here. But
yeah, we're definitely glad to be there. We definitely are thankful for the invitation. And like I said, I told everybody on my show, I said, y'all boys represented. Y'all did y'all thing. You know, y'all boys engaged. Big George, that's my goddamn hero. Short Dog did his thing. You, JC, and the Four Horsemen, they did their thing. So, yeah, big props to all you boys.
Well, I guess that's about all for right now. I hear George talking in the background, but...
Hey, Keith.
George, you have something to say, George?
Big George is my damn hero.
What's up, Keith? Hello?
What's up, George? You got Pro Stock Joe on the line. Say you his hero.
Yeah, I heard Pro Stock Joe. Pro Stock Joe's inspiration. I love it when I hear him talk about me.
Hey, you know what? I don't mean to interrupt, but, you know, we didn't. Hey, Joe, peek this out too, man. We got a show today, and the show is cool. But there's nobody in the queue, and I've had very limited phone calls. I had a couple. One, let me say that. I have one Virginia guy, Kenny Beeson, to call me and say he was on, but he got knocked off and he can't get back on. None of the Virginia dudes called back in. Wow. And now I just got a prompt that the show is going to cut off in 90 seconds.
Wow. I don't know. I mean, Mick, how many calls does it say at the top of the page over in the left side? How many calls do you have in queue?
I can't hear you. Say it again. I can't hear the background noise.
How many callers is the board saying that you have in queue? Over on the left side at the top, above where your number is, how many calls is it saying you have?
I only have one caller in queue, and his mic is open right now.
No, I'm saying, how many callers do you have on the board?
It's showing 50 right now.
It's showing 50?
Yeah.
Hmm. Open up somebody else's mic, see if you can talk to them.
Well, he said his mic was open.
No, open up somebody else. Just go to a random caller and call the number out.
All right, I got Cliff with the white Mustang here in Maryland calling in. He just texted me, said he's trying to call in now, but the show is full. He's been trying to call in. And I guess the show is about to cut off.
You're getting ready to shut down.
I thank Dave Barnes, Grudge Inc., Pro Stock Joe, and everybody calling in, Big George, Kenny Beeson, J.C. Richardson, Four Horsemen, and everybody in the DMV for making us the number one show. Till next Thursday, everybody have fun. Enjoy your weekend. And,
all right, Joe. Be good, man.
Damn, I ain't never heard that one before, Mick. When we get that?
It always will. It's because you're logged in as the host tonight with me. That's why you're here.
Because I logged in as a host?
No, because I called in and I have you on my line with me tonight.
Oh. Okay.
It does it all the time.
Okay. All right, well, I think the show was pretty good. I guess we're still going for whoever on the line and listening. If you would like to receive your free copy of Grudge Inc. magazine, 3 to 6 free issues of the magazine, send me your information at MalibuRick29@yahoo.com. That's MalibuRick, the numbers 29 at Yahoo, YAHOO.com. And give me your information, and I can send it in to Jay Barnes at Grudge Inc. For you to start receiving your three to six copies of the magazine. Subscription is $25 for 12 issues. If you would like to get the subscription, I do have copies with me. I have some at the barbershop, some in my truck, and some in my trailer.
I would like to thank Mick for taking time out of his day-to-day to run the board and help us out with the show. I'd like to thank Postdoc Joe for coming on as a guest. I'm sorry, Mike Hill and some of the other people that contacted today about the topic that I couldn't get on due to technical difficulties involved. What the biggest props would be, I would like to thank the entire District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia racers, listeners, and fans for calling in, listening to the show, and showing support and coming out to the race events. Be sure you support also at the race events, especially for the Larry T race, Larry T and Martha and a couple other people that I don't recall their names, but just with that event, I appreciate it. Mr. John Crane for coming on, telling us what's going on with Capital and everything that he's has going on with the track and what he's trying to do and all the upgrades and everything that's going on there. So that should be pretty good. And that would be very exciting to get the Southern guys to come up here to Capital and not Maryland International Raceway and have a big chin dig right here. And I'm going to let everybody go. And till Thursday, y'all enjoy, be safe, enjoy your weekend. And that's it. I don't have anything else to say.
Take it easy, Reagan.
All right, you do the same, Mick. Good night, y'all.